Okay, so first off, Dan, Bill 207, this is something that you tabled as a private member's bill. You were kind of mentioning a little bit about the process on this one, too. Tell us a little bit about Bill 207. What inspired it?
Bill 207 is a private member's bill I'm bringing forward. After talking to a lot of folks in Alberta, across the whole province, particularly in my constituency, who are concerned about an erosion and a pressure on freedom of expression and freedom of conscience, speaking to a lot of medical professionals particularly as well, who are really concerned about freedom of conscience, and looking at what happened in Ontario, where they had a very aggressive college pressuring folks on conscience, it seemed like now is the right time to make sure that we reaffirm the charter rights that every Canadian has. When a doctor or a nurse or a medical professional joins that profession for service, for our health as Albertans, they don't check their consciences and they don't check their charter rights at the door. They deserve those same rights everyone else has. This is a reaffirmation of that, and we're committing to provincial law to make sure that this charter right is protected, the first right, the right to freedom of conscience, and we're making sure that folks who work in these professions continue to have that protected and don't have to choose between the most deeply held moral convictions and their job. And while all this is happening, the bill also makes sure that continuation of care is there, that the obligation to the patients is still there, and access to these services continues on.
And I think that's one thing I really want to mention on this, because I've seen in other media outlets where they would say that this is taking choice away. But at the end of the day, to me, it reads as something like, listen, I'm not comfortable doing this procedure, but here is a signed referral on somebody who can do it for you rapidly. So it seems like they're not going to be denied any care whatsoever.
So what this bill does is it continues the standards we have, where there's not a mandatory referral for physicians and surgeons in the province. What there is an obligation to continue care and provide information. And so for a lot of physicians and surgeons, the referral process itself is actually something quite important, and it's an endorsement of a procedure. So what we want to do is have what we currently have in Alberta. The college does not mandate that you must refer. What it says is you have to continue that care and make sure these folks have information and access to these options. And the good thing is that in Alberta, whether you're talking about these contentious healthcare services or any healthcare service, the vast majority of these ones you have direct access to. So what that means is that folks can either call HealthLink 811 and get direct access and self-refer. They could go to any number of healthcare providers that will provide it outside of that one physician or surgeon or healthcare professional. They can often go online and get access to a lot of these things or show up at the clinic itself. So care will continue on. For folks who are concerned about access, I can guarantee you right now, absolutely not. It will not stop. It continues on. This bill is not about limiting access. And I can tell you certainly the purpose of this bill and the way that it's very carefully drafted is to make sure that conscience rights are protected for those individuals who have deeply held convictions, and we make sure that care continues on.
Okay, and in saying that as well, I think there's some even common sense to this in saying that would you necessarily want somebody performing a procedure they're not comfortable performing? So I think there's also a safety element in here as well that's addressed in that you're getting somebody who's okay doing it versus somebody who may hesitate a little bit. So it almost, I'd even say that it increases care.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, that this is about making a better healthcare system for all Albertans. Because healthcare providers, just like the rest of Canadians and Albertans, we all have convictions. And wherever one draws that line, it's important to make sure that line is considered. And if it is a conscientious belief, as the Charter understands it, that's something that's protected. And I truly believe that we can make sure we have our cake and eat it too, because I think a healthy healthcare system is one that respects patients' rights and those that are employed. So many of these men and women, these doctors and nurses that have been striving for so long for our public good, do so out of service. They give a lot up to do it. They live very sacrificial lives for the sake of our health as a province. Many of these individuals, we don't want to feel as though they're concerned that they might one day lose their job because they have deeply held beliefs. Let's remember that, for example, the Carter case that changed euthanasia and assisted suicide in the country and made it legal, that was 2.5 years ago. Many of these physicians and surgeons and nurses have been practicing for decades, where that was formerly under the criminal code. Now they're concerned they might have to participate in it. And I understand that is the law, and if folks want access to those services, they will be granted that. But I think it's also reasonable to say that folks who don't want to be a part of that will make sure that that service continues on with someone else and not themselves. For obvious reasons, deep moral convictions are really important that we have in our healthcare professionals. And I think that we don't want a world where our healthcare professionals are devoid of moral judgment. We want to make sure that they feel protected in having that judgment and also making sure that care and access to those services continues.
Also, I guess we'll talk about this some more. Okay, oh, so wait, one last thing I want to ask on that. So I think the last thing I saw is that the bill got a pass and it's going to standing committee. What does that mean? When does this become law?
Yeah, so the process for a bill becoming law in the province of Alberta is first has to go through first reading. There's actually unprecedented to have the opposition vote down first reading because it's interesting. They had not yet seen the bill. They had solely seen the title that says Conscience Rights Protection Act. So I'm very optimistic, though, now that they've seen the bill, that they, along with a lot of Albertans, are going to agree that this is a balanced approach, that in the bill itself legally mandates that care continues on for these individual patients, no matter what the conscientious objection, and make sure that the situation is not abused by bad actors, which I do not believe is a problem, but I think we should make sure we protect nonetheless from. So they voted it down initially, but I'm optimistic now that they're going to have read the bill. Like many people I've been speaking to are very thankful that it's there. After the committee work, it'll go to next week. If it gets out of committee, it will be debated for second, committee of the whole, and then third reading. And if it were to pass all four of those steps, it would end up becoming a law at royal assent. And so the timeline for that is unknown still, but sometime within this sitting.